Okay, good evening. So tonight, there is a serious competition. This morning, as mentioned, a honoree of a previous dinner of Amichad, the week of the dinner, was asked if he would eat out Friday nights, where would his wife light? And Mr. K, Rabbi Jonathan, Rabbi Yaakov, offered that at the host's house.
I said, eating or sleeping?
I said, you're eating out.
Eating.
You're on record. Let's see if you're right. Another honoree was asked a question tonight, on the spot, Rabbi Alex Sidorovsky. And Rabbi Alex said that he would eat out, his wife would light at home, and they would light with candles that she would see when she got home. So tonight, we're going to learn who's right, or if both are right. Or even if it's possible, none are right. But to get to that, we got to start with the Gemara. Says the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Chafei Amud Beis, 25b. Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Rabbi Yishmael says as follows. That the Mishnah had said that you can't light with Itron. Itron is the psolus of Zephas. It's like the residue of Zephas. So it says the Gemara, Amarava, why can't you light the Shabbos lich, the Shabbos candles with Itron? Because there's a bad smell. Gezeira, Chazal, or Geizer not to use Itron. Shema, Yinechena, Vayetze, you'll leave the room. You'll want to eat your meal and you'll leave because it reeks. Amar le Abaye, so Abaye says to Rava, Vayetze. What's the big deal? So you leave the room. You can't tell me you can't light the insurance because you leave the room. What's the problem? You said luck as near to the room. Amar le, Rava said to him, Sha'ani Oimer Halakas near Shabbos Chayva. I hold that Halakas near of Shabbos is obligatory. The Amar of Nachman Barav, the Rav Nachman Barav Zavda, the Amar of Nachman Barav, Amarav, that they say the name of Rav, Halakas near Shabbos Chayva. Lighting candles on Shabbos is a Chayva, is an obligation. Rechitzas yadayim raglayim bechamin, washing your footslok, your feet, your hands, your handlok, your footslok, your hands and your feet, bechamin in hot water. It wasn't like today; you had a hot, easily accessible hot water in the old days. Not so long ago, actually, not that far away. Hot water was a nice luxury. Arvis rishos and erev Shabbos, it was rishos. You don't have to, but lighting candles, that's a chayva. V'ani Omer, but he says it's a chayva, and I say it's a mitzvah. Not that rechitzat haraglayim, wash your hands and feet is a rishos, is a voluntary. It's a mitzvah. My mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? All of a sudden we're making up mitzvahs over here. There's a mitzvah to wash your hands in hot water on Erev Shabbos. The Amar Rav Yehuda. Who's Rav Yehuda judge?
Rabbi Yehuda is...
Not Ali Melech. Who is Rabbi Yehuda?
He's an
Amora. That's good, because he's quoted Rav. If he wasn't, it would be like going back to the future, right? That would be a problem. So it was an Amora. It was Rosh Hashiva Pumpadisa, and it was one of the great students of Rav. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pardas. Okay? So Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rav. It's Rabbi. Kachai Menhagi, Menhago, not of Rabbi Yehuda, but of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, the great student of Rabbi Akiva. The Yehuda Bar Ilai, Erev Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, Mevim lo, Areva Mleya, Chamen, they brought him a nice little pot, thing of hot water, Reichetz Panagad Vraglif, he washed his feet and hands, and Misatif, he would sit there, Ryoshib, and studied Mitzvahs, and he was wearing his talis, and he looked like a malach, that's how he created Shabbos. Tamir, the students are mechabim mimeno konviksus, and they hid the corners of their ksus because they're wearing linen garments. Amar lehem banai, you're early tonight. Amar lehem banai. He said to his students, lokach shanis lechem. Now, we're not learning menachas, but when you learn menachas, there's a big discussion of wearing linen garments and tzitzis. And why would there be such a discussion? Well, linen, where are tzitzis usually made from? Wool, right? So it's a discussion. You're allowed to wear tzitzis, but what's the problem is they were concerned is if you go to sleep with it at night or you wear it at night, when you're obligated in tzitzis, right, you're allowed to wear it. But if it'd be nighttime, right, and it's no longer a mitzvah, then you wouldn't be able to. You'd be wearing it on the contrary, still be shatnas. So that would be a problem. All the others say it's that they wouldn't put the tchelus on in that, but that's not. I'm just going to read this for because it's the sugya. That's what he held that you can wear. Then you could. You could wear it, and they held rabbinically were concerned not to wear linen tzitzis even with linen strings, lest you come to wear it with woolen strings, lest you wear it, come to wear it at a time when you can't wear it. So the Gemara just says, "I'm going to collect shenitzel come seven tzitzis be shami ptoitrin." We are obligated to wear even linen garments of tzitzis. The inu sabre gezera they held as a gezera because of nighttime. Okay, going back to what we need to see, we just saw that the Gemara said that you can't light with itron. Why not? Because you'll leave the room, right? And why can't you leave the room? So Rava said, because I hold the halakas nearest on Shabbos is a chayva, and is a chayva, right? As opposed to rechitza time raglayim, which is a rishus. And the Gemara says, no, that's a mitzvah. You still have to be by light. So what is the a chayva? What does it mean that lighting Shabbos candles is an obligation? Chayva. What's the obligation of lighting Shabbos candles? Zakt Rashi explains Rashi. You know what the obligation like Shabbos candles is on Shabbos? Chayva. You got it? Everyone have it? Kavod Shabbos. To honor the Shabbos. Hu she'ein suda chashuva el b'makom or. So you know you have to have a candlelight dinner. In a state dinner. A state dinner, you know, in the old days you had by the kings, even today in the chush of a platzen, in the you know, a fancy dinner, you have a candle at dinner. Not because necessarily you need it, but because it's honoring it. It shows its prominence in it. That's what Rashi holds. The Rambam.
What's the previous Rashi saying? Vayotzumayich paslan.
We missed, you came late. I said it out in the Island of Gemara. But what it says is that Ba'i says he could have left. What's the big deal? If you like candles, you're going to your candles. So, but you're going to see in a second, your kash is even better. But that was, right? So, Taisus says, first Taisus, your Taisus says, Halak is near Shabbos Chayva. You got it, everyone? Pirish, B'makom Suda, it's an obligation to light candles where you eat. Don't say, says Taisvis, the Chova he she is b'makom haner, mishum oinig Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to light candles where you eat. You know why? Not because of Kavod Shabbos. What does Taisvis say? Oneg. It's a different dirabanan. There's halachas of Kavod Shabbos. Right? And there's halachas of Oinig Shabbos, right? Kavod Shabbos is you come to with fancy Shabbos clothes. You put on a suit. I mean, I don't understand people who don't dress up for Shabbos. It's from people. I'm not talking about irreligious people. So, you go to a business, it's a Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to dress up, Kavod Shabbos, right? That is a mitzvah. Oneg Shabbos is eating good foods, drinking good things, being intimate with your wife. Those are all mitzvahs of Oneg Shabbos. So, says Taisvis, it's not because of honoring, which is like you wear a fancy suit, like you're going to a chashuva meeting, right? It's because of Oneg, it's enjoying Shabbos.
You'll enjoy it because of the light?
That'll
make it happier for you, because you see what you're doing.
Exactly. It's a pleasurable to have light.
What would the point then be of lighting your candles at home and then leaving and having a dinner somewhere else?
I might answer that question until the end of this year. As I said, we don't know if Jonathan or Alex is right. We were jumping to 25 minutes, half hour ahead here.
I know.
Patience.
Get the whole thing in context. Yeah. The question you asked.
Didn't you tell me a vignette from this Sunday about the guy who asked the question right away?
Okay.
You remember that story? Okay. Aval Mahalakis Nergufe Lo Parach. Don't ask about lighting candles. That for sure is an obligation. This Gemara is not talking about whether you're obligated to light candles or not, right? That for sure because it was a mission, explicit mission. The Gemara says that there are even three reasons why Nashim die, and one of the three reasons a woman dies because they're not careful to light candles. Now, happens to be, it's not a discussion over here, it's most Rishonim hold, it's a mitzvah derabanan. We just saw two reasons, a machlekes Rishonim. Rashi holds because of COVID, the Tosfos holds because of Oyneg, right? Most Rishonim hold it's a mitzvah derabanan. There is a Bahag, and the Yireim holds it there, right? Where they're coming from is a discussion. We're not doing this tonight. But almost the overwhelming opinion of the Rishonim is it's a mitzvah derabanan. The Rambam, parenthetically, remarkably, the Rambam in Perikei, Hilchos Shabbos, first halacha, says the Rambam, the echranosh, she talks about halakas neiros. It's not a rishos; it's an obligation. The echranosh, shem chayam lios bebet betayin, and men and women means even if you're a single man, women have the mitzvah to light. And, well, that's again a different discussion. Why women? Because of chava? Because of it's their mitzvah? Whatever reason, women have a mitzvah to light, but that's only if you have both in the house, a man and a woman. So we give it to the lady to light. But every Jew who owns a house is mechuyev to light. So, echad anash, echad achad leilas bebetei amir adav v'shabbos. Afilu en lo ma sheyeichal, even if you have what to eat, shol ha-psachim. You gotta knock on doors, you gotta borrow money to light candles. Malik is saying, why is it so important? Says the Rambam, shezeh bechlal oynig Shabbos. It's part of the mitzvah of oynig Shabbos. Who is that like? Tosfos.
We said a few weeks ago, so it has to do with Shalom Bayit, Rashi says. That's why it's important.
Very good. Very good. Excellent. Hold that. It's a nice thought. The Rambam, later on, however, in the 30th Perek, number 30, Halacha Hay, says the Rambam, Mesader Adam Shulchanu Be'erev Shabbos, person should, this is actually, Shulchan Achabeg is also, your table should be set before Shabbos, right? It shouldn't be that you set your table Friday night, right? Again, if you're can't, but that's, you know, halacha, Rambam, Gemara, your table should be, it's covered Shabbos, that your table should be set early. You're greeting the Shabbos. Your house is not a bahala. It's not a, you know, I know many good Jews that they get cleaning help once a week, Erev Shabbos. The house has to be ready for Shabbos. If you have to pick one day, the ideal day is Erev Shabbos. Again, personal lives, personal stories, we're not talking about it right now. We're talking ideals, okay? So says the Rambam, table should set Erev Shabbos. Then he brings down, you should set but Motzei Shabbos, and that you should honor Shabbos coming in, and honor Shabbos going out. V'sarech l'sakum beisiv o'od yom, you gotta have your house clean before Shabbos, nice and clean for Shabbos, Kodesh. Just like if you have a prominent guest, right? You have a chosh of a guest. You don't want to, you know, I remember I was on speaking to somebody, and he told me, I can't talk to my wife. We're cleaning the house. I said, why? We're entertaining so-and-so. You're entertaining so-and-so. How about entertaining the Shabbos Kodesh? We're entertaining a Kodesh Baruch, the Malachim, they're coming for Shabbos, right? So, says the Rambam, you should have that clean before Shabbos. And also says the Rambam, V'yaneir dolok, the candle should be lit. Why? Because it covered Shabbos. So here the Rambam says, like, because the Kavod Shabbos, the Rambam actually brings down both. He brings down Kavod Shabbos, and he brings down Oynik Shabbos. I saw that the Sefer Tosfos Shabbos, it's an Achron, so he actually says in the Shittas HaRambam and others that the reason Rambam brings back both is that where you eat, that's Oynik Shabbos. That's what the Rambam's talking about, Oynik Shabbos. But in the other rooms of the house, it's Kavod Shabbos, right? The rest of the house is an honor to honor the Shabbos. What you eat is Oinik Shabbos, the rest of the house is Kavod Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan, though, says opposite. He also says in the Rambam, he says, where you eat is Oinik Shabbos. Actually, a Kavod Shabbos. The rest of the house is Oinik Shabbos. And that, actually, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes in Or Zeruah, Rabbi Yitzchak from Vienna, who's in the great Rishonim, who says the same approach. Okay. But by the way, just going back to your question, Taisus answers your question. It means what Abayi thought that. So what's the big deal if you leave? What really Rav is saying to him is, you can't. The mitzvah of Oinik Shabbos is to eat where you light. Mm-hmm. So you can't. Abayi says, so you are yoytzeh the mitzvah, but if the mitzvah is to eat where you light. Right, that's what the Gemara is talking about here. Not lighting. Lighting, we know from other. You have Mishnayis. You have Din Derabanan, you even Derayitz according to the Bahag. So that we don't need. So this Gemara is just talking about. Yeah, you need to eat where light. Rashi says because of Kavod. Taisus says because of Einik. Yeah.
Just the contextual question. When they say we should light, for them it was light just two candles or light candles in every room in the house, because it used to be that they didn't have lighting, right?
So we're seeing that all this Gemara said is where you eat, right? Mm-hmm. That's what Rav and Abayi are talking about. You can't light Itran because it smells, because mm-hmm. you'll leave where you eat. That's all we've seen.
Right.
That's all this Gemara, which is talking about Kavod and Oinig, is only talking about. This is crucial. It's a good question. Where you eat. Mm-hmm. Nothing else. So whether it's one candle or it's two candles because of a minog of Zachar Veshamor, mm-hmm. but this is only talking about in one room where you eat. On the contrary, if you're not eating there, who cares if it smells? You're not there, right? The whole Gemara is saying that. Rav is saying, no! You need to be there where you're eating. You got to see it. Why? Kavod Shabbos, Oinik Shabbos, right? But you got to be there. You got to be there. The next Taisus is important. I'm sure people saw this because of the Marvel Christ Taisus. The Rajba is a little bit. The Rajba says pretty much what Taisus says. It just says it a little bit clearer. So I'll read the Rajba for it instead of Taisus.
Explain again what's the nafkamina between the Oinik Shabbat and the Kavod Shabbos?
Where I didn't say nafkaminas. I just said they're different mitzvahs.
Just the
different. No. Well, I didn't explain anything.
Oh, okay.
I just said what they're different mitzvahs. That, I'm saying that's a big difference. They're different mitzvahs. What they are, I haven't said. Maybe I will say nafkaminas. I haven't said any nafkaminas yet. Yep.
No, just the union of smell and leaving. It sounds like it's very much an issue of oinig.
Or you saying Taisus sounds better because it's you should oinig, unless you want to say the kavod is that you're supposed to eat there and see the candles, which is what the pashas of kavod is. Just like you wear fancy clothes, your house looks clean. Because that's honoring the Shabbos. It's an honoring the Shabbos. So if you're eating not next to the candles, it's not an honor of the Shabbos. It's not a special. It's not a candlelight meal. It's not because of enjoyment, but it's because you're honoring. You know, it may be more comfortable when people tell me, and I've heard this before, I want to come to my house. I want to put on jeans and a shirt. You know, Shul, I'll come. On Friday Shabbos, well, guess what? It's honoring the Shabbos. The whole point is not your oinig over there. It's to honor the Shabbos, right? You're supposed to be the Shabbos table with Shabbos clothes on, right? Just like if you had Mr. Gates or Larry Brin there, right? Good old Larry, right? You would look good. Although, from what I hear, he doesn't look too good in his Friday afternoon speeches. Yeah.
But it says Chova.
Oh, says Taisus over here. Says Taisus. So Taisus says, Rabbi Ibchasko says Chova. So I'm going to read the Rashi. I like the Rashi. The Rashi pretty much says word for word, just a little bit clearer. It says the Shlomo ben Anderis, the great Rav of Barcelona. Halak is near B'Shabbos Chayva. Chayva. It's a weird language, right? Ikaman the Daik. There's an opinion that wants to say midikarli Chayva that we call it a Chayva, which Chayva means an obligation. But we don't call it a mitzvah. Shma mina, it's an obligation, yeah. But ain't a tuna bracha, because bracha, to say a bracha. You know, a lot of things are obligatory, but bracha you need to have a mitzvah. That's a nafkamina. If it's only a chayva, right, according to that opinion, you can't make a bracha. There's no bracha. You know, we discussed last week in passing, Yehud Elimelech, about whether you close your eyes, you say the bracha, before or after, how you, like, when you say the bracha, right? But if there's no bracha at all, if it's a chayva, we don't make our brachas over here. Brachas is, you need a mitzvah to do a bracha. So maybe because the Gemara says lashon chayiva, there's no bracha. Kedamrina mayim rishonim mitzvahs. The Gemara says in Chulin that mayim rishonim, we make a netilas yadayim on mayim rishonim because it's a mitzvah. Mayim achreinim is a chayiva. There's no anyone ever make a bracha mayim achreinim. They didn't do the Talmud Chazal either. They didn't turn a bracha. Rabbeinu Tam kotsev the mayim achreinim lav mishum de'enan tutnin bracha karle chayiva. Right? Why is mayim achreinim called a chayiva? Because it's more chamor from the Rishonim. Because you can, it's dangerous. It's a kanes nafashos. But halak is near Shabbos to ikam mitzvah. Now the Rashi says it's a mitzvah mishum oinik Shabbos because that's what Tosis holds. Ta'in bracha, he needs a bracha. V'hachi ka'ari lechova, right? The legabi rechitza sedaim raglaim machamer choivehi. Compared to rechitza sedaim raglaim zechova, and also he brings down Rav Amram. Who's Rav Amram? Rav Amram was a goyin. So Rav Amram brings down a siddur. There's a bracha. It means that very way before the Rishonim, they said a bracha. Rabbeinu Tam says nafgamina. By the way, nafgamina. And this, by the way, some want to bring down as a nafgamina between oinig Shabbos in Kavod Shabbos, says Rabbeinu Tam, Shemitzvah lahalik l'shem near Shabbos, Shem haisa doylakis, and it's a mitzvah, if it's lit, v'holachis, zakuk l'chbaisa, you have to extinguish it, and make a bracha, right? If it's lit too early, it's a mitzvah, you're not yitz, if you light the candles before plag, you have to extinguish it, and relight it with a bracha, right? Some want to say, let me ask you a question, if the mitzvah is oinig, right? If it's oinig Shabbos, if the candles are lit. Let's say you have lights on the room; they're lit already. Okay, where do you? Or even today, especially today, you have electricity on. By the way, if electricity, where's that oinig Shabbos? You can enjoy a meal out. If it's COVID, it makes a lot of sense because you're lighting it specifically for Shabbos, right? He wants to say even if it's oinig Shabbos, that you have to light, since it's a mitzvah, you have to extinguish it, make the bracha, and light it, because of the mitzvah shabbat, because of the bracha shabbat. But really, in oinig, if I have light, if I have electricity, I don't need the candles. Kavod means it's still chashev to have candles, right? By the way, there are yesh machmirin, there are people that the woman close the lights before they light, they turn it on, and when they make the bracha, they have in mind electricity as well, because really, when you're like today, if you're going to hold this Oinig Shabbos, you have a nice chandelier in your room, right? It's not so simple. We're going to get to it. Do you really, what are you doing, right? If it's Oinig Shabbos, if you tell me, like Taisvis, that it's Oinig Shabbos, please help me here. What is the Oinig in the candles? If it's covered, it's a chashev thing. It's still chashev. It's honoring, like you're wearing Shabbos clothes. If it's Oinig, maybe yes, maybe no, right? We'll get a little bit more. Shiran Koryat, in the back, brought up, didn't we learn, what did you, what's your, didn't we learn?
It's Shalom Bayis.
When did we learn Shalom Bayis?
Chanukah, what's
near Shabbos, near Chanukah, my Adav, near Shabbos, Adav, near Beis, near Adav, Bishum Shalom Bayis. So, the Gemara says here another thing, just like that. Says the Gemara after the two dots, quoting a pasuk from Yirmiyah, from Jeremiah, V'tiznach, Mishalom Nafshi, I despaired, my soul despaired of peace. Natsisi Toiva, I forgot goodness. My Tizab Mishalom Nafshi, what does it mean by Tizab Mishalom Nafshi? Omar Rabbi Abahu, says Rabbi Abahu, Zu Halakas Ner Shabbos. That I forlorn, I forgot about having peace for my soul. I no longer have it. Halakas near Shabbos, says the Rashi. What does that mean? Shelo hayalo mima lahadlik. And we didn't. There's after the destruction. You hear me? I was talking the destruction of the first temple. After the destruction of the first temple, there was no oil to light. There's no candles. With a mokum shein there, if there's not a candle, ain't shalom. There's no shalom. What happens if there's no shalom? Shehoilach v'nikashol, You fall down. Ever anyone in a pitch dark room ever? You know, if it's pitch dark, it's dangerous, and you get into fights. You bump into each other. There's no shalom bayis. That's like what the Gemara before said. That what the Pasha of the Gemara said in Chaf Gimel, that the lighting of the candles on Shabbos have priority because of shalom bayis, right? Which appears to be a third reason, right? You have Oinig Shabbos, you have Kavod Shabbos, you have shalom bayis. Third reason number three for lighting candles is shalom bayis. Is it actually a lavush? Anyone know what a lavush is? Anyone know what a lavush is? You get bragging rights if you know what a lavush is. Next time I'll know what a lavush is. Lavush is a Mordechai Yafo, Talmud of the Ramah. Talmud of the Ramah and the Maharshal. They're both in Krakow. So lavush says, it's a little bit surprising, I don't think it's the Pashtus, that shalom bayis is not the reason. It's an addition of Oinig Shabbos. To enjoy Shabbos, you have to be able to see and not get into fights. Right? So he puts it in Oinig Shabbos, but most Achreinim, and certainly the simple reading of the Gemara, is that Shalom Bayis is a reason number three for lighting candles. Okay? So that's reason number three. And the Gemara, I'll just read it very quickly. The Gemara then says, what's the next, since we did the previous Gemara?
Does the Bach correct it that the instead of the
yeah, also, right. That's how the Bach adds in, but the same type of same reality of shalom bayis.
I think it's the stress the oichel ba'afil. Yeah,
which is what the Bach wants to shtim it in there, put it in there. So what is nashisi toiva? I forgot goodness. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah was the Rav of Tveria, about a generation and a half after Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yirmiyah, who actually came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael to study Torah, holds that Nashisa Toiva is Beis HaMerchatz. His teacher's teacher, Rabbi Yochanan, says it was Rachitza Sedan Raglan Bechaman. Watch, they had no water. They didn't able to prepare Shabbos with this stuff. Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha, Omar Zumita not of a Kalim Naashala. We no longer had a nice bed in Kalim Naam for Shabbos. Rabbi Abba, Omar Mita Mutsaas, having a set bed and a beautiful wife for Torah scholars. Some say it means that you're supposed to be with your wife on Shabbos. Others say that, an appropriate wife. Okay, that's how they're learning. It's all these things of covenant and Shabbos. Okay, why is this Gemara so essential? Well, it's essential, first of all, to know what the mitzvah is of lighting candles. This is it. We have three possible reasons. We have covenant, opinion of Rashi, and Rambam in one place. We have Oinig, opinion of Taisvus, and the Rambam in another place. And we have Shalom Bayis, which is what the Gemara says earlier, as well. Okay. Well, depending on this reason, would depend where we should light, right? Is it Oinig? Is it Kavod? Is it Shalom Bayis? Now, the first two reasons from the Gemara, before we even see anything Mishnah Berurah, the first two reasons would seem to say, the discussion between Rava and Abaye was, you can't light Itron because it'll leave the room where you're eating, right? And they're only arguing, is it Kavod or Oinig, right? So that would seem to say that wherever you eat, that's where you light. And maybe even if you'd eat out, you light there. But the other reason, when the Gemara talks about Shalom Bayis, is if you have a dark house, it seems to say, you gotta see what you're doing in your house. You gotta see what you're doing in your house. So that's a Shulchan Aruch. We're gonna be a little bit Mishnah Berurah Shulchan Aruch intensive tonight, but it's really important because if you learn this, and you don't know what you're doing here, you're gonna learn it wrong. You're gonna learn it incorrectly. You're gonna come out confused. Yeah. This is why it's so crucial to learn the Gemara before you learn Shulchan Aruch in the real world. You get a better understanding. When you see this Gemara, we see three reasons we can learn this correctly. So it's Simen, Reish, Samech, Gimel, Ois, Yud. Sif Yud. Okay. I would encourage anyone who has that to share because it is important. We actually learned this last week. Last week, what did we talk about? Lighting with a Tanai. Could you light Shabbos candles all tonight? Okay. And I skipped the Ramah. At the end of the Ramah, says the Ramah, this is based on our Gemara. based on our Gemara in Shabbos. Reish Shabbat Gimel Ramah Ois Yod Sif Yod. Iker Halakha says the Ramah, the main lighting is Benera Shemalikin Ala Shulchan. Where should you light it? Where? On your table, on your dinner table. Avalo Bishar Hanera Shababayas. You know what the main place of Halakha is? Your table. Not the rest of the candles in the house, you know, in your house. Iker Halakha says the Chavetz Chaim. Hainu de Yevarech Aleyan. You know where you make the bracha of Halakas Neiros? On your dinner table. V'lo Shar HaNeiros. Why is this? Lefisha Iker HaMitzah L'chatchila. Where is the main mitzah? Hey Neiros. Mishabura Memhei. Come on, guys. Memhei. Mishabura Memhei. I'm going to start making Google jokes over here, you know. Hainu. Yeah? Hainu Shivar. The mitzvah is the Neiros, the major mitzvah of Halakas Neiros, according to the Magen Avraham, is where you light, is where you eat. V'roi shiti abrocha alehen. A filo ner echad tzagi. And technically, even one candle is enough. Now he says, and this is, I'm going to mention this because it's, even though it's not my main focus tonight, it's important. Miu imiyish har be nashim. Let's say you have a lot of girls. You know, you had seven daughters, and they all come home for Shabbos. You have a Shabbos kala, whatever it is. You have lots of ladies need to light candles. Meilu kolacha shulchan mifnatzi. Y'all can't light on the dinner table. I mean, you're not gonna have room for your soup. You know, and there's no room for your wine or scotch. So what are you gonna do then? So you can light in your rooms, right? You could go down. I told my wife multiple times when we eat. Now it's when we used to be in Lakewood. We go to my in-laws in Brooklyn once in a while, and where should she light? So if you can light it in a place near the table where it's distinct, fine. If not, then light where we sleep, right? Best is to light in this situation. We'll get the, you know, and it's not like downstairs where we were sleeping. Go on a neira shadokan on a neira to be emsa habayis. Chay gavna, the mekom makom shemalik they lasted some ezatashish is shalom bayis because you get shalom bayis. Says the Mishnah Bura, even if you don't get what you're eating, you still have the reason of shalom bayis. V'roy levarich and you go ahead and mevarich. Says, so based on this, how do you paskin, judge? Now I'll ask you, judge. What will you say? You eat out Friday night. What should you do?
Do the candles where you eat.
You do where you eat. That's what it sounds like. Share's over, right? You do where you eat. The Mishnah Berurah says, where do you light? You light
well,
where
you
eat.
Just answered my question 10 minutes ago. We could have been long gone.
Say some time.
Yeah. We're still not done yet. But if you base it on this Mishnah Berurah, you see this Ramah, says the Ramah, you know where you light candles? Where you eat. But here's the thing, though. This is talking about when you're in your house, and you have a choice where to light in your own house. The Ramah is talking about, you know, this is for sure according to everyone. If you're in your house, where do you light candles when you live in your house? Says the Ramah, you light it where you eat. That's the main place of the mitzvah. The Magen Avraham says that you should make the bracha there. And technically, if you lit it in another room, you have Shalom Bayis, it's Royal of Aruch HaTzchav, but you shouldn't do that. You should light it in where you eat. That's the proper place. And the Mishnah Berurah says afterwards, by the way, by the Sukkah also, you should light it in your Sukkah. That's where you're eating. It's connected to your house, and you're getting benefit from it. That's what you do with the Sukkah. That's so far. But that's talking when you're in your house, when you're sleeping there, right? Of course, then, that's what the Gemara says. The choiva is oinig Shabbos, kavod Shabbos to do it where you eat. What if you're not in your house? What about that? So that you're gonna go back. Look at Sevav, and this is gonna be a little bit of a journey because this is why when you learn Shulchan Aruch, especially in Shabbos, and you just open up the Sefer, you can really mess up. I remember I was once with a big scholar. He was learning Beirer, and he was learning the Mishnah to Mishnah Berurahs. And it was a conversation. Oh, I got it all wrong. You know, like you can like have a whole path and then realize, whoa, wrong path. But you learn the Gemara, you see the little shiny, you have a much better shot at being right. So, because if you learn this Ramah, you get one thing. It says Machaber Vav. Bachrim, yeshiva students, haholchim lilmud chutz lebeisam. They're leaving their house to learn Torah. Tzrichim lahalikam. They got a light. They're leaving their house to learn near Shabbos bechedram sevav. They should light a candle in their room and make a bracha. Avamishu eitzel ishto. If he has his wife in the house, means he's going out to learn. He's not home, but his wife's home, right? Ein sarek lahalik bechedro levarachlov shifishi ishto mevarach tashilo. His wife is lighting for him. So if your wife is home, you're out, she could light for you.
Assuming you're going back home.
And you just said that. I didn't assume anything. You assumed that. I didn't say that. And the Chaver said, your wife's home, she lights for you. Says the Chavetz Chaim. Yeah, Bachrim. Who is this Bachrim? You know what a Bachar was? Says the Chavetz Chaim. You're married. But you weren't going to learn Torah. Right? You got to learn Torah. You're a married guy. And once upon a time, people would actually leave their houses for periods of time to learn Torah. So, I mean, today, anyone who does this is reckless in their marriage. We're not, no one should be doing this unless you're married for a long time and your marriage is very solid. But once upon a time, the world was different and people were different and marriages were different. People were able to leave the periods of time, go learn Torah. Okay? So, Shahol Kalukhuz Beisam, and even though, in that case, his wife is lighting the house, and if to birchas ishto, your wife can't accept you. Why? Because kevan sheishto mechel miuchad. You have a dorm. You have a room in the yeshiva. You have your own room, even though you're married and you're happily married. Your wife, you're gone for 6 months. You know, you have a room somewhere. You're paying rent, you know, on the room. You know, if a guy rachmana litzlan, once upon a time, if guys coming here for 3 months in Israel, and the wife's still in Israel. I mean, he's here, you know, it's not like a weekend over here. They rent the room, they pay rent, you know, they're living here by themselves. Shemesh Arachshan, the culture can, certainly if you're not married. But where do you light? Bechedram. What's Mishra Brewer say? Afilo achedem yuchad, rak lelun sham, right? It's you're only sleeping there. You're eating another house. You still light in the room. You're gonna eat somewhere else. Eating somewhere else. You're sleeping there, you're gonna eat somewhere else. You light in your room. Ulavarach Alav says the Chavetz Chaim. The halak is near Chayva. Why in this case you're not eating there? You're just sleeping. It's the room you go to sleep in. Right? You're a yeshiva student, right? And in this case you're married. Why you're married? I don't think we know into right now. Maybe we'll do a drop. Right, but the point is you're sleeping one place, you're eating somewhere else, you still light in the place you sleep. Why? Shalom bayis, shalom kasabayit seven. You're gonna come back. You have a pitch dark room. You'll slam your foot. You'll stub your foot. You're not gonna be doing. You know, if you start trying to get your clothes, I mean, it's not kashmak. It's not what Shabbos is about. Being in the dark, right? So the main mitzvah is to do it where you're sleeping. But in this case, sarach liyos haneris arukim. Ideally, the candle should be nice and long. Shialiku ad shavala basin, like, because you're eating out, you have to. The candle should be lit. That when you get back,
they'll still be lit.
And without that, bracha levatala. Mm-hmm. Now we're gonna get back to this. If you light it and they're not letting you get back, you lit candles before Shabbos, right? You didn't appreciate them on Shabbos. It's a bracha levatala. It's a bracha vein. Valha Yeridin. Then he brings down by Yeridin, which was like the great, you know, Rav Fogel told me today is at the fancy food fair. Well, this is fancy food fair is gornet. It's nothing. Once upon a time, they had the fairs, right? They went for a couple weeks. You bought all of your products, right? You go to Leipzig. The Leipzig fair in Germany was one of the big fairs in Europe in the days of old. If you were in cloths and manufacturing, people went to Leipzig, right, and they bought all of their cloths for the year. That's what they did. They went there, they bought everything. So you had all these Jews going there in mass, because that's one of the things they did, buying at the fair. And they stayed there for 2-3 weeks, buying up all the materials, and they just go by. They went there and they handled, you know, it was the shuk. They sat there, you know, arguing for, and they stayed there, and who gives the best price, and they checked the quality, and that's how they did. Harvey Bali, this is before Amazon, right? But Holly read them answer Harvey Bali Bat, and they, what would they do? They'd all rent a room together. You'd have 15 people leave Krakow, go to Leipzig. They'd share a room they'd share a room. Like this, they're having this now coming up, the hockey world, not the World Series, the Super Bowl, right? People come, they come traveling, they rent rooms together, they go out to the game. So Vena Bala Bai Samachar Kalim Khoas Alakar Bracha. All of them, they're gonna be staying there for a period of time. He says that they, in that case, they should make a bracha. If it's a bala bias, they because they're paying for room and board. It's not just sleeping in someone's house. They're like paying and they're staying there. He says in that case that they should either make a bracha in the room or have or if they're staying in someone's house and paying rent, that they should have the person who's living there life for them. Next halacha, oreach number zayin, you're a guest. She'ain lo cheder miyuchad. Now you're a guest. You know, you go to someone's house. Jonathan, you have guests at Shabbos. They own the room that they're sleeping in. They rent. They're paying money for it. You're not Airbnb-ing it to them. Not yet. Okay. So basically, you can move them at will. Right? An oreach who you don't pay for that room means you're a guest. You go. I'm going to call my mother-in-law's, my in-laws. They want me in this room this time, this room this time, you know. I'm movable. I'm a guest. You know, I'm a shpach, but I'm still a guest, right? You know, it's their house. If they want to switch the room on me, fine. You pay for something. It's your room. That's one thing. You're an areyach, right? You know, it's not your room. It's not your place. It's not your cheder miyuchad. So if you're a guest, you don't have a cheder miyuchad. And you have no life for your house. If your wife's life for your house, she'll exempt you in your house because you don't have a house there, right? So it's tzarech l'shata v'pruta. So if you have someone sleeping over, when I have single kids sleeping by me, they're you know, college age, whatever. They have no mommy and daddy laying for them anymore. They're on their own, right? They have to either light in my house or they give my wife lights for them. Right? Someone has a light for them, right? So they should be mishtatif, and ideally, says the mechaber, they should give something. They should give a nickel for the oil, a dime for the oil. They should buy into the mitzvah. So
like mishtatif v'pruta. You have to pay to acquire the ownership. If you go to yeshiva, and you don't pay for the yeshiva, but you have a room, you've been for months, you don't pay for it. The fact that they can move you, it doesn't give you kviyut, you still...
What, by yeshiva?
Oh, whatever, yeshiva or another...
I don't want to get to yeshiva. Well, let's not go to yeshiva.
Okay, yeshiva. If you go for a room, you don't pay for it, but you go there for many, many months, like the people that host here, like...
I don't know. You want to sit here after months?
No, weeks. I don't know.
Like, weeks?
Yeah, you go 2 weeks to someone who hosts you.
I don't know. That's very nice people. Maybe they should... they should pay. Someone says you ask for weeks... That's not a normal thing. Maybe a weekend, maybe 3 days, 4 days. No one's saying for weeks, right? If you're weeks, it's not so posh what you do, right? No one says for weeks. In general, yeshiva is a different discussion. That's a good thing to talk about. I don't want to get to yeshiva. But the bottom line here is that if you don't have your own room, so you should tap into the Baal Bais. The next,
Okay. What's the difference with the previous case?
Which is what?
You pay for the room.
Because now it's your bias. You like rent. That's a kind of like a chanuk. We learned this in the chanuk. It's like your bias now.
So then you...
You like there.
And if it's not your room, you also need to do...
If it's not your room, so then you should be mishtatef. It's...
But it's the same
Sadar, you need to have a house. So it's... So you want to say, it's not what you... It's not...
In both cases, you need to...
If... There's two things. If you still need to have some light for a separate reason... But the question is, do you have an obligation? Remember, we learned there's an obligation to light. The obligation is if you have your own room, right? If you don't have your own room, your wife could exempt you in your own house, right? Okay. Over there. Okay.
If you had your own room, it's fixed. But you're not eating in your room. You're eating at this table with everybody else. So in that case where it's your room, you're renting a room in somebody's house, but you're not eating that in your room. You're eating with everybody else.
And on that, the Mishnah Berurah said, you should light... You should light in your room.
In your room, even though you're not eating there.
Even though you're not eating there.
I see.
So, okay. Right.
Again, I'm sorry, if it's weeks,
Hold on. Because it's not related to this. So I want to hold. Ask me after. Okay. Just so the mechaber says ches shnayim or shlosh shabali batim. This is also important. You have two or three people eating in the same place. Yesh omrim shekol echem mevarach amenera shelo. According to the Mechaber, you have multiple people lighting in the same place. If you're Sephardi, right? Let's imagine Jonathan Kay's right. Right? Let's imagine Jonathan Kay's right. Rabbi Yaakov tonight is right. That you light where you eat. And he invites a nice five couples. They're all going to want to light there. Well, if he would be Sephardi, there's a problem. What's the problem? So you should. They're not. The extra light's not contributing. You already have covered Shabbos. Someone already lit there. You already have Einik Shabbos. What do you want? Right. The Chaver says you can't light it more. Right. What do you? You're making a bracha. What are you making the bracha on Shalom Bayis? There's light. Covered Shabbos. There's covered Shabbos. Einik Shabbos. There's light. What are you making a bracha there? You have five people lighting candles there. What are you adding? Says the Machaber. Right. He says he shouldn't go ahead and say a bracha. The kol mat mitayisav ayra. Mishburach leman hayis. What are you adding on? Yis basham bayis simcha yisair lahanas or because of this. First he says you could because you're still adding more light, and then he says no because there's already light. You can't do it. But the Ramah says that we paskin that you could light like the day of Rishona. Right, you could light because there's still added light. You're adding more oinig or more covets on the added light that you could go ahead and do it. And this final test says hamalikim bezavius habayis. Now this is imagine the following case: you light in the corner of the house. Okay, you light in the corner of the house. It's a beautiful night. It's a beautiful night. Right? Argentina's nicest time of year. You can have like a schmuck, right? You go eat outside. Yeah. Miami Beach, by the way. Certain times of year, it's pleasant. It's nice, you know? You want to eat outside. You get laid in some corner house. And you go eat outdoors. You're not eating where your candles are. In Ananeris Aruka, so you don't see the candles. If they're not long, right? If they're not long. And that they're going to be there till the night. Have a bracha levatala. It's a bracha levatala, right? It could be a bracha levatala. Says the Chafetz Chaim Mem Aleph. Why is it a bracha levatala? Shekev and Shenu Yochalasa Shum Tashlat Slam. When you get back, it's already out. Shukazel Lebeiso Belalas Shlei Kassel Beitzvev. And actually, they just told me a few weeks ago they had this. What's it called? Rabbi Goldstein's program of Shabbos, inviting people for Shabbos. What's it called? To invite people for Shabbos. They had the whole Shabbos project. Yeah. So in Pico Robinson, it wasn't a Shabbos project. It was like a mass party, right? I went to the RCC. They told me it was a mass party in Pico Robinson in LA. It wasn't really. It was mostly all religious people. They decided to eat together. They had 3,000 people. They closed the street. And they ate in the street. 3,000 people in the middle of the streets on Pico Robinson.
Well, Guinness record.
No, I think there's other places that are bigger, have been bigger. But 3,000 people in the street.
Everybody brought their own food?
No, I heard the food was terrible. But, simple. They didn't go for the food. 3,000 people, I mean, how good could it possibly be? You know, not terrible. You know, it wasn't anything to rave about. But here, what do you do about lighting? You know, there weren't lighting in the streets. Mm-hmm. First of all, this is very important. Lady once came here Friday night. I forgot to light candles, so she went to light here, in the shul, in the kitchen. She said, "I said you cannot do that. It's a bracha l'tala. It's not the place you're eating, and it's not the place you're sleeping." I said, "You cannot do that." I said, "If you light here, I'm telling you right now, if you want a bracha l'tala, you gotta get some challah and some grape juice. You're staying here tonight to eat." You cannot light here if you're not eating here. You've got a big fat zero, right? By the way, in the hotel lobby, based on what we're learning over here, right? What are you doing? Right? It's not where you're eating. It's not where you're sleeping. It's not owned by you, right? Someone to say maybe if it's near there you can see it, but not Pashtus. Pashtus. So some say you should turn on the lights in your room, have it in mind, and you're laying in the library. Maybe it's the common areas, but it's very, very problematic. Very problematic to do that because it's not where you're eating and it's not where you're sleeping. Okay? In from hotels, right, they light where you eat. They have to put a table of candles where you eat, and you can see where you eat. Could you light if you're sfarting a table with all those lights? No way. The Chabra says not that way. Only Ashkenazim could do it. Now they have also leniency, but the Pashas for sfarim, you can't do it because where's the kavod? Where's the shalom? Where's the oinig? Right? You can't. There's nothing adding on there. That's the Pashas according to sfarim.
Why can you light in your room if it's shalom bite?
What's your question?
Why can't you light in your room and eat?
It's a hotel. Of course you can light in your room, but they don't light you.
Oh, because of the...
No, because of the hotel. if they light you, of course you should light there. But I have never been to a hotel where it's legal to light in your room. You want to do something and put it...
I stayed in a hotel several times in the past, like when I spent 2 weeks in Detroit. I didn't ask anybody. I just lit.
Don't ask. Don't tell. but you ate there also probably Friday night.
Huh?
You didn't leave there Friday night, I imagine.
No, I didn't leave. No, I stayed there.
To be in that kind of circumstance. As much as you were talking about people lighting in the room and then going down and going downstairs, yeah. Right? Again, even there, it's really you can take aluminum foil, you take tea light somehow. But again, I'm not saying what to do and which hotel. But if you could light in the room, absolutely, that's where you should light.
A second person for Sephardim would be, you can do it.
The Pashas is, you couldn't do it. Because you're not Yeah, because you're not adding anything. Right? You're not doing anything. So what Sephardim do is when they have kids, they light in different places. It should add on to different areas. Right? But it's not simple. You have to figure out, according to the Chaber, how to do it. There's one more Berlacha before we get to the bottom line over here. On the Berlacha on Bachrim, it seemed to say, the Berlacha said, if you're a Bachar, and the case that Bachar is, he's married, right? It seemed to say that he said, you go out to eat, right? Sounds like Alex. You go out to eat, you light in your room, and then you go out to eat, you do your sleep, because when you get back, it's going to be dark, right? That's what the Berlacha said. So even though the Ikar is where you eat, but if that's where it's in your own house, if you're going out to eat, you should go, right? Says the Berlacha, Bachrim. It's a very important berlocha. It says the Mishnah Berura that they're married, and kachkasev the Eila Shabbos, and the Tosefes Shabbos, and the Prima God, and the Chayi Adam Shar Achrinim. Uvederech HaChayim, derech Chayim, so no, we're not talking about married Bachrim, we're talking about real Bachrim. Right? Like Bachrim, like we call Yeshua Bachrim. Avalomi Sheish Lo Isha. If a guy has a wife, even if he has a room, maybe, they Sheish Lo Life for him. Okay? Ve'emes, in Kol Poskim, he holds that they're married. Ken Diak Lashon Shulchan Aruch, right? The Dafkim who eats Lo Ishta, if he's by his wife and he doesn't have a room, then or he doesn't have a room, then she can exempt him in his bracha. V'Oikim Akora Dinazem V'Mordechai B'Shem Maram. Now, V'Ata Nazber Tam. He says that now I'm going to explain this sif. Sif Vav and the Sif Zion, right? Because Sif Zion was talking. We just learned about an Oreach, a guest who didn't have a room. So it says the Chavetz Chaim, Vudish Lish Kama Chadarim. When you have multiple rooms, right? Let me ask you a question. If you hold a Shalom Bayis, is there a difference where you eat or any room in the house? Smash. You want to pitch dark? Remember, you also have to remember this is before Thomas Edison. The streets were pitch dark, okay? You didn't have streetlights out there, okay? Your house could have been really dark. You ever go out to the woods at night, pitch dark, I was driving, and even in northern Israel, and there were no streetlights. I don't know how people drive there in some of these places in the north. There's no streetlights for part. I mean, it's like dark. You drive on the highway, I would put my brakes on. In the country up north, off the main, in New York, in the main highways, they have lights. But in the side roads, you don't have lights. There on the highways, you don't have lights. The part of the north is crazy. You know, I'm turning on my brights, you know, because you can't see a thing. There'd be a railing. I couldn't see 10 feet ahead of me. I had regular car lights on, by the way. I still couldn't see it 10 feet ahead of me. Because it smashed the railing. I literally pulled on my brights, and then I couldn't pull. When the car's going up, so I slowed down, because you can't see that far ahead. So if you're in a pitch dark area, or you're in an area, what about the rest of your house? What about Shalom Bayis is there? What about being okay there? So he says, of course, every room in your house needed to have lights. Most people in Poland and in had 2-3 rooms. It was not like, you know, they weren't having majestic castles over there. They weren't, they had shanties, essentially. But if you have a bigger house, there were people who did then as well. So yeah, of course, everyone needs it. Al-Kain, you move basically to Ishto. If you're with your wife, you make a bracha on one room in the house, just like you do bedikas chametz. You make a bracha on bedikas chametz. You check your whole house. So too with the mevarach b'makom echad, and you check all the rooms there. So too here, you pater the whole house with one bracha. But but if he's not in his house and he just has one cheder, he has a studio, right? If he has a studio. So he once says, how could you go ahead and exempt yourself? You have your own room, right? You have your own room that has an obligation of Shalom Bayis, that you should have, enjoy Shabbos. You're in the hotel, right? You're in the renting house. You should have a chiv to light there. Masha'inkin, Besim Zion, where you don't have your own cheder, you're in Jonathan K's house, so guest this week. It's not their own room. He can bum them at will. Go sleep in Ben's room. Go sleep in Sam's room. We made Sam sleep here. Just to make, Sam's not here at Shabbos. Not surprising, right? Will it be nice, right? We have Ari there. Somebody's saying, you can move around. So there you don't make your own bracha. But if you rent a room, you pay for something. So then you have a chiv, because you have a chiv to light in all places. So it sounds from here, from the halacha of Bachar, right? It sounds like, what should you do if you eat out Friday night? You should light where you sleep. Because, and the truth is, Ramesha says,
as long as you have long enough candles.
Well, so, I'm going to get to that one second. Ramesha says very nicely, Ramesha says, if you eat out Friday night, you should light where you sleep. He says, not only because of Shalom Bayis in your house, he said, because what the Machaber said. I did all this for a reason. You're not adding anything there. You know who's lighting in that house? By the meal? The hostess. Mm-hmm. You didn't add Shalom Bayis. You didn't add Oyeneg and Simcha, according to the Machaber. We're Noyeg to lights. Okay, that's really should be if you're sleeping and eating there. But here you're only eating there, so you have to go ahead and light somewhere where Be'etzem, it's not such a the host is lighting there. Says Ramesha Feinstein, if you eat out Friday night, you should light where you sleep, because that's Shalom Bayis. Now, Ramesha says that the Mishnah Halacha says that the Chayv Sadar says that, and Mitzvah Shabbat says that. I saw it Rav Yashiv in the Sefer Dvar Yikra. Rav Yashiv actually says that you should light where you eat. I Shalom Bayis, but you can have other. You have today people have electricity. You have lights in the rooms, anyways. Ramesha, by the way, says the halacha is to have a light in every room. That's what the Be'er Halacha. We saw that. Ramesha says many people don't like sleeping with lights in the rooms. He says if it's light in the hallway, as long as it's not your room's not pitch dark, you can see what you're doing. If it's light in the hallway, you can open the door. That's enough. He says, you know. So Rav Yashiv says you should light where you eat. Now that was, so therefore, both Jonathan and Alex have what we said on personally, of my own Igolik Ramesha and others, and that's because it makes more sense. What Ramesha is really saying is that where you eat, that's the ikar. That's true, but Ramesha is l'cher right, because you know where you eat is today. Someone's already lighting. You don't need light there. You're not really adding anything. And when you have a chiv in your house, anyways, of Shalom Bayis in your house. So I would say where you do it where you sleep. That's personally. If somebody did it where they eat, for sure, I think the Pashas of the Mishnah Berurah is like Ramesha, because the Mishnah Berurah talks about Bachrim where they a room where they sleep, they should light there because of Shalom Bayis. But you can, you know, say that's talking about a certain circumstance. What's important, though, is if you do light it where you... So, in practicality, there's always a dilemma, right? So, if you're eating out far away, you need to be there. You need to be there, right? So, without question of lighting all tonight, which I discussed last week, I'm not going to get into that right now. If you light in your house and then drive to the hostess and have long candles, is that considered a tzairich or not? That's what we discussed last week. But the place can relation others, and I think you can be the dag in the Shabbos, is if you light Friday night, and let's say you make early Shabbos, right? Is it Shkia yet? Is it Shkia yet?
No.
So if a woman lights in her house, it's Mekabel Shabbos, which we discussed last week, you're Mekabel Shabbos, certainly according to the Bahag, as we discussed last week. So she would Mekabel Shabbos, and she stays there for a few minutes, even though it's before Shkia. Ideally, even on early Shabbos, the Pesukim can say you should have long candles even to make early Shabbos. It should go into the night, but it would not be a bracha l'tala because she benefits from the candles when she's mekabel Shabbos. That's enough. By a bachar though, you have a problem because in yeshiva you go to daven, you daven mincha, you daven mekabel Shabbos. You light, you know, Leonid Sokolovsky, Baruch Hashem, guys getting married, you know, like, you know, I had a shalut shul, and all these people, they're saying, what do you do, you know, what do you do? You come to the shul to light, and they eat out, they're eating out every Friday night, so what are you going to do in that circumstance? I made them.
You go back to enjoy it tonight.
You go back to your food before you go out, you got to stop by your room, right? You know, you had this shit on once upon a time, you know, you remember don't forget it, you have a karas atov.
Even you told by much, even for a bachar. As opposed to just paying a few cents, a few nickels
If a bachur would be, if someone, like I said, if someone comes to my house, and I make them pay, I say, my wife will light with you. Sometimes they want to pay. That's if you're sleeping in a house, you don't have your own room. But if you have your own room, you know, if you have a room, you know, depending what yeshivas do, that's a different discussion, what b'nai yeshiva do in yeshivas, then you have an obligation, and your room creates an obligation of shalom bayis. Room creates an obligation of shalom bayis.
I've said it from my house. If it was me and my wife in my room, if we get back and it was light, if we need it on, you know, shalom bayis, you want darkness in that.
No, but you want, it's not, no, but imagine for a second you don't have any electricity, because again,
right. When your bathroom,
right, you know, right. You would want light in your house when you got back, right? So where is the ikar chiv coming? So again, if you ask me, I'd say the best is the Zikr Moshe. And all the Rachreinim, I'm sure other people say, I've seen, is to light in your house where you're sleeping, especially because the hostess lights in her house anyways, so you're not really adding too much. So either Amos said you should always light where you eat, and the Gemara and Shabbos, Abai and Harovi, you gotta light where you eat, Oinik Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos, that's true. It is Oinik Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos, there's another Chiv of Shalom Bayis. And anyways, if only shots come shots with the hostess is lighting, right? They're lighting there anyways. So better to light where you sleep, as long as you see it on Shabbos. And really, ideally, you want like long candles, so it should be on your come back, because that's the ikker. That would be the ikker chiv. If somebody would be uncomfortable leaving candles on their house, there are people who are uncomfortable. See if we issue the missile to light where you eat. Otherwise, there is an opinion, I think it's a minority opinion in my opinion, that to light where you eat. In general, because there's the Ramah, if you're a Sephardi, by the way, and I think, I didn't see a Ravadi, I didn't look at a Ravadi this time, but if you're a Sephardi, I think it's Pashit, you like where you sleep. Because when you're eating anyway, someone's lighting, right? What? So it's like me, I'm Chavin to Ravadi. Because I mean, it's Pashit, if you're a Sephardi, you should like where you sleep, right? It's Pashit, because you can't, anyways. Even if you be sleeping in the house, you really shouldn't be lighting there because we should be yotzei with the lady. So at least now you want to rely on lighting in your house. You're shalom bayis, right? So everyone wants to rely on different opinions based on the Gemara. The interesting thing is, if you'd only learn the first sugya of the Gemara, Abai Ravah for sure be eat. But once you learn the second sugya of shalom bayis, which is brat lahalacha, so then according to the way we would hold or according to Maisha, you would do where you sleep. Again, if someone likes what they eat, there's certainly not a bracha l'tala, and certainly not a yishlismach. Okay. Shkara.